Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I ended up ordering a BLT and what I thought was a side of mac and cheese, but a full plate of mac and cheese. And
I had no idea.
Oh, okay. When did you get back? I told Susie that I'd be back on Friday. I'd like a pound of is the roast beef. I'd like a pound of the pastrami. And I'd like a pound of ham. And stack it high.
You might as well get the Oscar Mayer that's hanging in plastic, you know, next to the tampons. Can do that. That's fine.
Well, how do they organize your store?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So when we're talking about what we're going to talk about in the pre-show and he wants to hustle us along, do you get the impression that he's just bored?
Yeah.
That he's just bored with it and that he's going to be bored with it during the show?
Why shouldn't he be bored if he got here today at the exquisitely early time of 8:57? I mean, that's 3 minutes that he has
3 minutes before?
On time.
Yeah, that's time he has to kill.
And I left last night at 8 p.m.
Well, that's your nocturnal lifestyle. Yeah. It doesn't fit with me at all.
Had to be home in time to watch the ABC sitcoms.
Yeah, the thing I was fascinated with, the little gem, little nugget that came out of our little pre-show meeting today was that our own Maddie, of the waif-like, small-like Maddie, who's not fat like me, is having trouble waking up because she's doing the sleep apnea thing.
Well, she's having a very easy time waking up because she's dying.
For those of you who don't know what sleep apnea is and how it manifests itself in most people,
yes,
I have to do an audio demonstration.
All right.
Okay. Because this is what it is. This is now I'm going to take you through the, say, medium snoring. I'm not going to do some shtick with snoring. I'm going to take you through the medium snoring. Mm. Then the snoring is going to stop. And what happens with sleep apnea is you literally stop breathing for a moment.
Because you are a sleep apneac is what you are.
I'm a sleep apneac.
Yes.
And when you stop that, suddenly you realize your body says, oh my God, he's not breathing. And then you inhale desperately. And I can tell you because I know how it feels. And it used to happen to me before I got the big machine.
Yes.
That is the biggest pain in the ass traveling through airports. Can you keep it in your regular luggage? Should you take it out? Then they look at it. Come on, TSA.
Yeah, TSA. Right? Get it together.
Yeah. I mean, I want to take my sleep apnea machine and just stick it with over 4 ounces of hair gel.
Don't you
just
have,
make it look like something explosive?
Don't you have your medic alert bracelet that says I am an apneac?
No, I don't have that.
It's like, it looks like Looney Tunes.
Exactly.
I've got other things I need for the airport, like a card that says bionic. But anyway, here it goes. You might want to record this.
Okay.
Hey, wives, husbands that have people that you are worried about that have this same condition, this is what it sounds like, okay? Rob, am I right or am
exactly
I right?
Exactly right.
That is. Maddie, how accurate? I mean, I know you can't hear yourself when you're sleeping. Is it kind of that deal where you suddenly gasp for air in the middle of the night?
Dead on.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Well, she's
that's
a millennial. Have you ever taken a sleeping selfie so you can see yourself wake up?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, well,
that's
millennial,
what we do.
They love selfies.
The sleep studies are kind of weird because you go in. Are they going to put you on a monitor or do you have to go into the center and try to fall asleep there?
Yeah, I have to go into the lab and they're going to hook me up with all those EKG, whatever they
are. It's a drag. Yeah. It's really a
I remember
drag.
During I mine when the lady came in and she was just fantastic, big, large, wonderful, caring woman. And she came in and her first words to me was, oh, yay, you're bald because it's easier to tape stuff to my head.
Oh, that's sweet. That's really sweet.
Do you actually get to sleep? Do they make you go to sleep? Do you give you drugs?
I took, you do, but it was hard. It was
I took
hard
Ambien.
Me.
when I did it. And I sent a text to, I think it was Carrie, that made no sense at all.
Does that mimic your usual sleep?
No, it doesn't. But I needed it because otherwise I would have just been laying there staring at the ceiling. You can't sleep during this.
I'm curious.
But once you're they'll give you a machine no matter what just for showing up.
You don't use the machine though, do you?
No, I'd rather roll the dice of death than have to try to sleep with that. I gave it four solid months.
But you have been diagnosed with a medical condition that can kill you, and you choose to. Do you wake up gasping for air in the middle of the night?
No. Mm-mm.
No, because he
every time I wake up, I call it a victory.
He's coated with
Can you non-stick it for one effing minute? I'm asking about your health. You've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, which means you stop breathing in the middle of your sleep.
And I think it was 17 times a minute was mine. Okay.
I'm not sure what mine was so long. I've become so addicted to it that I don't know what I do without it.
Don't you get a great night's sleep now?
I don't. I get, and this is, I'm going back to my person who recalibrated my machine.
Yeah.
I was looking for a heavy wind, like hurricane sound effect.
How many to demonstrate my
machine. Let me explain how my machine works. All right. My machine, Oscar, is gradual. So that when I turn it on, when I first go to sleep, it's got a gentle that's feeding air into my mouth.
It forces the system.
It's essentially what
it does.
It is true, Rob. It forces it.
And that's one of the things I hate about it. It's not like a little clip like you're in a hospital.
You know what you hate? I know exactly what you hate. Anything that is not comfortable in your world is thrown in the trash. You wear Birkenstocks and cargo shorts, and you wear them to a state dinner if you could.
However,
so you don't like the fact it takes some getting used to.
I gave it 4 months, and I'm still not sleeping. What does that say? I mean,
Rob did demonstrate to me the links he'll go to for his Birkenstock comfort.
Right.
When the very first time we were meeting the wonderful people at Zappos corporate headquarters, is the best place to walk in with cargo shorts.
Oh, no. a company that sells shoes. You wore shorts and your Flintstone Birkenstocks.
As a matter of fact, Zappos sells Birkenstocks.
They do.
And I want to say, you know what? And I wore the shorts to highlight it. Yeah. All right.
So, but still, was funny. Was funny.
So Mike, I do have a tape of your machine here.
All right, now wait.
Okay.
Slow down. Slow down just a second.
Right.
So the machine gently puts air. As you get deeper and deeper into sleep and oxygen becomes more difficult, breathing, it increases that. What my problem is in the middle of the night, I have found myself quite often being awakened by the sheer velocity. So when it starts out as, this is what I take the mask off and this is what I hear in the middle of the night. This is what it sounds like.
It's too much air. Get mask back on. Turn it down. Turn it down!
We'll knock it down one notch!
It's such a drag. I got, last night, I went to Betty Bye at 9:15. All right, you can turn it off now. The
look out the window and you see Mrs.
Demonstration
Gulch.
Demonstration complete.
See Mrs. Gulch flying by on her bicycle?
So the thing about it is it wakes me up because it's pushing so much more air. I'm going back to the lady in a couple of weeks I'm bringing my machine under my arm, you know, just say, here it is. Fix it, please, so that I can be recalibrated because I'm not. But they read the data and the data apparently looks good.
It has a chip, Oscar. It actually has a chip like a digital phone, like a little SD card. And they pull it out and they can tell you how you've been sleeping. All that based on that.
And I don't know about that. I don't know about that at all because it's not helping me. What
like
I
magic.
Want to do is I got 7 hours roughly, because if I went to bed about 9:15, about 4:15 would mean a nice 7 hour sleep.
A little more than seven, I think.
I wake up 4:15 though. I'm up. I don't want to be up at 4:15.
But it's your age. It's your age. Every person wants to get past their 55s. They're waking up so early in the morning.
When you wake up at 4:15,
you know what?
Do you have to pee?
With the drugs.
Do you have to pee when you get up? Is that part of it?
A little bit, but not really. I don't pee in the middle of the night that often.
My
mom
is stomping around, and she has been since she was 60, at roughly 5 in the morning, like up and moving. She said she just can't sleep.
I hate it. I'm doing show prep at 4:45 in the morning, and I'm sitting there, and Carla taps me on the arm, and I'm looking at a story for News You May Not Need that I think I printed 7 times. All right? And I'm just like, there she is at the Carla, who could sleep through anything. And of course, that's right. The 20 year, you're right. Maybe it's age.
But I've been told.
I will fight the age. You know what? I've decided what's going to do it. Edible marijuana.
Oh, no, don't do it.
That'll terrify you.
Night terrors. Night terrors.
Yeah, you'll wake up.
Oh, no, I know this from Oscar Santana that my wonderful wife and some of her friends went to a place called MedMen, which was the Apple store for weed, right, in Las Vegas.
A dispensary.
Yes. Okay. But in Las Vegas, it's completely legal. And I said, look, if you find anything that's like Ambien, I would love that natural.
Like a sleep aid.
Like a natural sleep aid.
But where are you going to find marijuana that makes you sleepy?
Well, I want the marijuana that makes you sleepy without getting you high.
Does that exist?
Well, whatever my wonderful wife brought me.
Oh, you know we're going to get emails today. You know we're going to get like 50 emails.
Hey, listen, I can hear Adrian.
Here's what you need.
I can hear Adrian on Route 50 going 150 miles an hour right now.
Did she buy some edibles?
We had the Friday night, we had a meeting at 10:30, because you flew in a little later than everybody. Thursday night.
Yes.
Right.
Had a quick meeting. I went to bed. I left you guys. I said, I got to set up in the morning.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I went to bed.
Oscar and I had our meeting. In order for Oscar to have a successful meeting with me in Las Vegas, he had to sit next to a slot machine.
Yeah, so we had our meeting.
Oh, and then after the meeting, by the way, Oscar decided that he'd win on everything in front of me as I was losing and go to bed.
Went to bed early.
We didn't talk about that.
I saw my wife had left on the nightstand half a brownie. So I in my head, it was like, oh, this is the brownie I was talking about. And she was asleep. She was dead asleep. Like the best sleep ever. The most peaceful sleep ever.
Did you know it was an edible pot brownie?
Oh, yes, because it says in front, like it is. They're not hiding it. It was inside the wrapper still. But
and the wrapper had a small picture of RJ Diaz on it. So he knew.
It was a sleeping egg.
RJ's son.
So I said, well, I'll eat this. To get a full 8 hours.
Right.
So
did you dive in? Did you eat it?
I dove in.
A whole half a brownie?
And then laid down and I slept peacefully. I felt myself going to bed. I said, this is amazing. And 2 hours later,
I got to stop because this is, I didn't know this and I'm bursting now with questions for you because I didn't know you really did this. So. You see her, you had discussed this before that she was going to go to this place and maybe check it out.
I walked with my wife to a place near a hotel to look at what is that oil CBD.
For pain.
Yeah, there's
pain,
an oil place. Yeah, so I said, do you have one that's like Ambien? And he said, yeah, we have this one right here. And Shannon's like, well, there's a nicer dispensary near the strip. And we're off the strip. So I said, all right, you go later and just grab me whatever you want.
Because legal in Las Vegas,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they also have a store that sells nothing but jerky. That's where I went.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Thank you. I appreciate it.
But I never grabbed that CBD oil. So
I saw the jerky store.
That was good.
Go ahead. Yes.
I knew that she was going to get, however, something later on.
Okay. So, and for you, it's sleep.
I just want to go to sleep.
Okay, all right, so she gets the, did anything on the wrapper say something about sleep aid or anything like
that? No, it looked like a little bag of Big League Chew.
Okay.
That's the type of wrapper it was.
Yeah, foil pouch.
And then it did have a grizzly bear on it. Like on, but I was like, grizzly
but she's
bear.
She's asleep. She can't tell you what it is, and it's not really labeled.
The grizzly bear.
Did you check that she was breathing?
A hibernation type of weed. I'm like, oh, it's got to be a hibernation type of weed. I get the grizzly bear. Mm-hmm. No.
You made that connection. I might not have made that connection.
2 hours into this wonderful sleep, I wake up, not with night terrors, but with a hangry attitude. I am starving.
Yeah.
I am absolutely the munchies, but to another level. And I raced downstairs in my.
Did you wake up because you had a nightmare, though?
No, I woke up because I was hungry.
You woke up just out of pure hunger.
Pure, I was hangry.
So it's like midnight and you're dying hungry right now.
Yeah, round so how many? Time.
So like 2 hours. You only got like 2 hours.
I got 2 hours. Race to the vending machine to buy everything.
Our hotel was so excited to tell us that they had vending machines that were open 24 hours a day. And I wanted to say to the lady, when do vending machines close? Why is this a big deal?
Well, they had 24-hour RS, too. Didn't they have room
service? I believe
service?
So. Yes, yes. But yes, they love that vending
didn't
machine.
Didn't know that. Ran to the vending machine. And I'm in what I was, like, sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Nice!
Which is always a good look at a hotel where there are 1,000 listeners around you.
Did you feel high at all?
Oh, yes! It was terrible. Terrible. Like I hate being
like paranoid,
high.
Like paranoid high?
Almost a break of paranoid high.
Oh, no.
And all I could think was like, oh, shit, and she sabotaged me. All I wanted was that CBD oil so I wouldn't get high, and she got me a brownie with the, you know why it's sleepy brownie? It's the brownie that cripples someone when they're supposed to be sober and try to go to bed.
I didn't know you had this. This could have been on stage.
It was
You're saving
terrible.
It right now.
It was absolutely terrible.
Oh,
so,
my God.
And I'm fighting with these vending machines from the future, which are the worst vending machines ever in our hotel.
Oh, yeah, because of credit cards. Yeah.
They're not like your old school credit card, pay for it. They're swipe, pull, push up, lever down, grab your brownie. Yeah. Or grab
and
whatever
you're
you
high,
want.
So you can't figure it out. I couldn't. It's like me in the airport.
And then a couple walks behind me. I was like, do you need help, sir? I said, if you could, I'll step away. You try. I'm sure this thing's hit my card 20 times. I can't seem to open it up.
I can't get my Doritos.
There you go. Try it yourself. I've given up.
It's a wall of vending machines.
Forget it. I'm not hungry anymore.
I just want a Diet Coke and some dots.
As soon as the couple behind me, as I step away, is having a little trouble, I said, F this in my head.
Right.
And I went straight to the diner.
You went
down
to
the restaurant.
You went down to the... Oh, my God.
So
I had no idea.
I ended up ordering a BLT. And what I thought was a side of mac and cheese, but a full plate of mac and cheese. And
I had no idea. You didn't tell us this.
Well,
this is amazing.
As I sat there, I was like, man, this is not a good look. Right before the show, I'm not going to fit into my suit. This is not the way you're supposed to eat. It's going to be terrible.
If I could just have a seat at the bar, I need to carb up.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Were you able to crash after the
which is always great, which is key at that
sure.
restaurant. Two things happened. One, not 5 minutes later, the couple that was fighting with the vending machine showed up, said, we gave up as well. Like, it's not you. Like,
but they're hungry, too.
I felt a little better, so they ordered their food.
Either that or they were all so high.
They sidled up next to me, and they got their munchie on. And then I ate the food, said hi to, like, four or five blocks of listeners that rolled by.
Right.
I believe I was gracious and sweet. But I must have looked like Adrian does every day when he walks in here.
Yeah.
Like I was just blazed. And then shimmied upstairs, and that's when I actually crashed and went to bed.
But and how many hours did you knock out at that
probably
point?
Probably six, but there were full of night terrors and nightmares. Because
so then you had the nightmares.
Yeah, sleeping nightmares.
To be fair, Mike, that could have been the mac and cheese.
Yeah. Oscar Santana for marijuana. Congratulations, Oscar. It's quite an endorsement. That's wonderful.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let me have your attention for a moment.
Because you're talking about what? You're talking about...
Bitching about that sale you shot. Some son of a bitch don't want to buy land. Somebody don't want what you're selling. Some broad you're trying to screw, so forth. Let's talk about something important.
Are they all here?
All but one.
Well, I'm going anyway.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm f***ing with you? I am not f***ing with you. I'm here from downtown.
And I'm here on a mission of mercy.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch? I don't gotta listen to this shit.
You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you've got all you've got just 1 week to regain your job, starting with tonight. Starting with tonight's sit.
Oh, have I got your attention now? Good.
I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
You! That's my name! You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. A, B, C.
A always B B C closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. AIDA, get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? A guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy. They're sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it?
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Oscar, that's a good hire. You were listening to our brand new sales manager at the Mike O'Mara Show. He's a little prickly, but I think he's going to work out just fine.
Raining all the time.
F.U., that's his name.
Raining. It's amazing. It'd be a clear day. He walks in and starts to pour rain. Live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Portland, Maine to Spokane, Washington, from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento, California, from Botswana to Tokyo, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates are currently sitting at an 8-year high, and the chances of them going up again, 10 out of 10, you can bet on it. So don't wait until it's too late to refinance, to consolidate debt, shorten a loan term, remove your PMI, do a home improvement, or even get approved for a new purchase. The holidays will be here before you know it, and if you act now, you'll be able to skip your December payment. That's a stocking stuffer that anyone would love.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Plus, as their gift to you, Cornerstone will pay for your appraisal until the end of 2018, and that's a $525 value. Ho, ho, ho. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply, so if you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, do yourself a favor. Call one of Cornerstone's licensed loan officers and let them discuss your specific situation and options. All credit types are considered, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
Woo!
He dealt with them.
Oscar.
He loved them. We love them, too. They're in our building. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Joe we said hello, and he'll be in the know. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And I love the listeners that have patronized Cornerstone First Financial because it makes us look good when we're riding up in the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you got to look the other way.
I don't know. I like when you're like,
got a new deal.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen Mark chase you.
Yeah.
He does.
It's very sweet.
I just want to button this up because I was fascinated. So Shannon had a blissful night's sleep.
Oh, my God.
The,
So this is the type, anybody that doesn't get high on a regular basis will understand this.
All right.
I do not have the tolerance that most people that enjoy marijuana have. I've never have in my life. Even when I was younger and we had the stems and seeds, I would always feel like I was out of control. Like out of control, right, in a way that I just want to go to bed and not be high anymore.
Yeah, you get paranoid and you just, it's not a good high. It's not a good experience.
It's my body's not built for THC.
Does your chest feel tight when you do it? Do you feel like you're getting all uptight?
All I want to do is go to bed and not fight this chemical or whatever's in my body.
Damn,
right?
It's difficult.
So,
and it's frustrating.
The grizzly bear, for those of you out there.
Is that the name of the strain or just the mascot?
Well, the mascot, if you see a grizzly bear, it does not mean slumber. It means rage.
Oh, rage.
Okay. Rage, yeah.
Rage in the middle of your night terrors.
And rage in the cage in your mind, as I remember some of these really graphic nightmares I was having.
Mm-hmm.
The anxiety of the live show. We were doing the live
show.
Well,
you were all pent up because of that anyway. Yeah.
Things were going wrong technically.
Yeah, I think it's important to point out, we all give an S, and we're not nervous, but we are very concerned.
Yes.
And we are ramped up because we want it to be a really good show.
Yes.
We don't take it lightly. And I need to point this out, and I will, look, in this business, you learn to toot your own horn because it's essential to get people that are listening to feel good about the fact that they've made this choice, and also to get more people to join the party. Mm-hmm. We go out there. We are not by any stretch of the imagination, we are not like other podcasts. We are not. We are light years different, and I am proud of that. And do we do a lot of dog and pony shows?
Sure.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of bells and whistles going on. We have a lot of shtick that we do, and it's fun, and it's like a mini little circus that we have going on, and we're proud of that. But with that comes a responsibility to make us all a little tight. It's the same reason Oscar's talking about it. It's the reason I say if I saw you before the show, you got a slightly different me than after the show.
Very true.
Well, I was polite to everybody, but I'm also I did a lot of this before the show where I'd be walking by and I'm walking through, say, the casino like this,
right.
And so he says, Mike, we're over here having a vodka before the show, break a leg. I'm like, thank you. And I just keep walking.
And you know what?
We both went through it
because by accident we were walking over to the venue together on the street.
Okay. Can I talk about one? As a matter of fact, if we're doing a post-mortem on the live show, is there a chance, some small chance, we could avoid that drill next time? I mean, really, it's fine to, you don't go, and I know we're at the lowest rung of show business, but you certainly don't go, you don't see Carrot Top walking to the venue by the line that's waiting to get into the venue going, hey, it doesn't work like that. That's one thing that, I'm not sure the best way to access that.
There is a back entrance, if I'm not mistaken.
I think there is.
Through the corporate building.
From a pure show business standpoint.
Oh, you want to make an entrance.
I got it.
Yeah.
We bring you in like you're a prop, but you're inside the actual prop.
Or do it like the guy.
Like a Trojan horse.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Or to say, you know, that's a little over the top, but like the sex doll guy is going to do tomorrow.
Hey.
Bring him in a duffel bag.
Excuse me. There are three men on that stage. We all come in that way. I want it.
Well, no,
you know,
we're
how
in disguises
like
carrying
even if
the
I
prop.
See people in the, first of all, we were in the hotel where everybody, many, many people that were coming to the show stayed at our hotel. That's it. And that's fine, too. And it's okay to see everybody. And we were doing another show where we were going to be
like
in the audience
pre-show,
the next
time. Pre-show, pre-show.
But it's my desire for show biz that I just would really, really love to, especially when we're putting on our fancy school shoes and walking out there for the first. What's that?
I got it. And these are easy to find. And
we didn't give any thought to it this time. Because, and I didn't want to make a big deal ever since the debacle in Reno, Nevada, where I told you guys to stay in your hotel rooms. I didn't want to say anything because I'd get mocked if I did
that. We roll you in on casters, but you're inside chess piece.
There are three people on the show. This is all of us. You're not rolling me in. You're not rolling me in.
You could be the bishop.
Would you? Do you not? You two both know show business, and
of course,
Rob more than you. Yeah. But Oscar, don't you think it's cool to be seen for the first time that evening?
I like mingling with the people. I'm
before
a man
the
of the
show.
People. I'm Mike. I'm not a celebrity. I'm just one
you
guy
are a
trying
celebrity.
To make things
you are
happen.
Not,
you know?
You're not. It's not a question of being a celebrity. It's a question of the show. The best part when I go to a concert. He is ramping me up now.
Yeah.
The best part of a concert when I go to a concert
is
the
entrance. Def Leppard. Yeah.
No, it's the entrance. It's the here they are for the first time.
Mm. Yeah.
You're taking that. This is the equivalent at the U.S. Open or one of the tournaments that this mallet head won, Brooks Koepka, where he putted, he had a tap in and he didn't mark the ball. And he just tapped in before the other guy putted because he didn't care.
Right.
And it took away from the audience the showmanship of
I got it.
Letting them.
No, you're absolutely correct. We all three of us could fit in a giant shoe and we could be rolled in.
God
it's
damn
Zappos.
It, I would settle
we could be rolled
for...
into the front so nobody could see us get out the side of the shoe.
You know
we
what?
We walk right into the theater.
You know, seriously. And a very nice little room. At the Zappos Theater for all of us to wait.
Oh, the green room.
However, the proximity and the proximity to the theater itself. What you're talking about is not necessarily a bad idea.
Yeah.
If we come from other spots.
Yes.
For example, if we were to be doing our pre-gaming far away, or somewhere maybe on the campus.
On the campus. Yeah. Upstairs.
Right? Uh-huh. And then we could come through.
In front of the large light bright that they have.
Right?
Oh, that's a sort of top.
Do you understand? Yeah. Is it important to him at all, or is he completely poo-poo? It's not important to him.
He needs to know.
He doesn't understand the showmanship of it.
I remember the entrance and the excitement, and also
you're the one that spent hours.
The Rat
hours.
Pack wasn't hanging out with the Minions before they came out. They were celebrities.
So you're getting what I'm saying. You're the one that puts the set out and makes it look. That's worth the evidence. Yes. So I'm so used to doing so much of that work,
Mike, that I see everybody all the time. They're lining up early. I'm running out. I'm going to change.
Then I think we work on that. And I think you get that done and delegate that to the, as far as the very last minute stuff, you know, the last hour or two is during the day, you're there all day and you do a lot of work, so that's different.
I think by the time you're in your costume, you should not be seen until you make your entrance.
True, that is true.
You know what, I had such a great time this weekend. I had such a fabulous time. It was so pleasant to do it that I am already having thoughts about the next show.
Yeah.
The next show where for the first time we may all come out in the same outfit.
Oh yeah, I love it. I'm really thinking of that.
We're going to have to find a store that has a large size range.
You are absolutely right. But I was thinking about it. So I love that last minute kind of, and it's great to see everybody. In fact, Rob, when we were walking by people, it kind of was.
It's exciting.
They weren't phased by it.
No,
they were just kind of like, hey, break a leg, have fun. Yes. But it'd be great if we, at least on the night
of
the show.
Doug Carlson tripped me. Other than that.
Right.
No, you were tripped?
I'm kidding, of course.
Oh,
it was
man.
A joke. It was a joke.
Let me ask you this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think my wife sabotaged me with that brownie?
Like your performance?
No, not my performance. I was so in work mode. And just for a little background.
Do you think she put the brownie on the nightstand just to have you calm your ass down?
Yes.
Well, you heard what I put on the show prep the other day. The words that I don't ever want to hear come out of Carla's mouth again. You need to relax. And I, you know what? And my comment to her would be what it is today. I say, no, I don't. I relax. Right. I relax. By the way, the three of us relax in like a hyper turbo mode after the show is done.
Like the deflation of a hot air balloon.
But if you want us to be like any stand up in L.A., with his Brooklyn buddy with the 7 day growth of beard that put two microphones up there on a table and go, hey, how you doing? You got the wrong show.
Right.
If you want a show where the three hosts are stressing to the point of us eating edible marijuana and getting ulcers, you come to the Mike O'Mara show because you know what? We're going to come up with different little things. And by the way, half the show cut the other night, which means we're going to bring some fun stuff the next time. We really, really are. Rob's going to save it. Rob's going to save it for the next show.
Last year, remember when we tried to do this? We never got to it.
All new ideas.
One of the ideas is, I think, completely hold-onable. And that's me telling you that.
Yes.
The one with the hats.
Yes, I love the hats.
You can do that. You know, maybe we'll get to it.
There was a
hat and a hat.
My father and I went on a stretch where we saw Jackie Mason in concert a few times in a row, and there was a gentleman that he worked with.
Jackie Mason, the more you're assuming people know. They don't all know.
All right.
Jackie Mason was a stand-up comedian in the 1800s.
Tartunian Construction.
Exactly, from Caddyshack 2.
Yes.
And
Jackie Mason, the guy that thought Caddyshack 2, one of the worst movies of all time.
But there was a guy that had seen him literally dozens of times that my father worked with, an older gentleman, and there was a thing on the poster that said all new material, and we went up to the guy and said, did he do all new material? And the guy pulled me real close. He said, maybe 40%.
it is new material.
Yeah, that's new. That's the thing in stand-up circles. You got to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we do the same material we've done for a decade.
Not like stand-ups.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, we
not
don't
like
do stand-ups.
We, no, we don't have a 15-minute chunk that we recycle.
But, you know, that's, if I could say one thing, a little more showmanship next time about the entrance.
Just walking over with,
do you remember his name? Who wore the sparkly jacket?
Rick Schofield.
Rick Schofield, that's his wonderful thing. Human being. Yeah, and a wonderful guy.
So nice.
The night of the show, I bump into him getting off my elevator. And you know what it's like to say, hey, you look pretty show busy. You're wearing a Hart Schaffner and Marx blue blazer without brass buttons. I've got a pocket square that I got like it's Skechers. and I'm walking next to a walking electric billboard.
Yeah.
This guy, Rick Schofield,
the
with his sparkly jacket, with his wife, with her sparkly dress, and he's wonderful. He's a wonderful human being. And I said, well, thanks for making me look like a total schlub. So that's it.
Who's doing the show tonight?
Exactly.
Right. And next time, maybe. Maybe next time I'll wear something sparkly.
Ooh. I love that.
A lovely red sparkle, tight-fitting dress.
Oh.
Should be fun. We'll take a break.
Zappos and, has the shoes to go with it.
We will come back with a Florida grocery store update,
yes!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. Yes.
Yes. Great to be back down here. They're all here earlier this year.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm
Todd Moore, and we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob Spielman.
True, Rob.
Listen to Tech 4-in-1. That's available on MichaelMaroShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search
for Tech 4-in-1 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
You record that promo after the brownie,
oh,
right?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$20 he owes me. Thank you, Congress. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Uni.
Uni.
Fire plus pizza equals delicious. I give you the Uni. Uni is the world's first portable wood-fired pizza oven. Restaurant-quality pizza from your own backyard in just 60 seconds. It's true. It sits on my lanai right now, and it makes amazing pizza, and it also sears steaks.
Mm.
The secret is the heat. Uni ovens heat to 932 degrees, which means a crispy outer cookie.
What's
I have
that?
To say that. I'm sorry. It's a crispy outer crust.
Yes.
And a chewy, tender inner crust. You're not going to get this with a pizza coming out of your oven. It's not going to happen.
I bet you could do a cookie in there, and it would cook in about 6 seconds.
I think you'd be playing with, literally playing with fire if you put a cookie in there.
I love to play with fire.
I think if you put a cookie in there, it would be like... Yeah, but you want to put your steaks and your pizzas in there. There are two models to choose from, but thanks for the suggestion. The Uni 3 heats to 932 degrees in 10 minutes, and it's portable, size of a carry-on bag. The Uni Pro, I got one on my lanai right now. It makes larger pizzas, heats to 932 degrees in 20 minutes, and offers a quad fuel function. Now, I use the propane. You can use wood pellets. You can use regular wood. You can use charcoal.
I've used wood and chunk charcoal, which is a lot of fun, but the propane you can't beat for convenience. That's what's so great about it.
Very easy, and your Uni isn't just for amazing pizzas. As I mentioned, you can sear steaks. They're delicious. What's that thing you did with your steak?
Sous vide. It's the underwater cooker where you like bag the steak and it cooks it at a low temperature for a long time.
Is the sous vide another item? Or is
it is, but it's a very common thing that you can get at a cooking store. A lot of people use it for cooking meat all day.
Right,
it's a slow cooker.
Why are you mixing your cooking?
Because I'm saying that if you have a perfectly cooked steak that still needs a sear, the best way to sear meat is in this oven because of the temperature.
I put my steak in the Uni oven, and I don't need anything other than the Uni.
Well, you're a very busy man. I have lots of time.
Your Uni isn't just for pizzas. It makes steak as well. For a limited time, advertising, thy name is Spiewak. For a limited time, Uni is giving our listeners 20% off their purchase. Go to uni.com, that's O-O-N-I.com, and enter our code TMOS at checkout. That's O-O-N-I.com, code TMOS, to get your Uni 3 or Uni Pro with 20% off. Take advantage now. The offer is only good till midnight on November 18th. Mm. Time is running out. Act now, and go Looney for Uni.
An amazing Christmas gift, but you got to act now.
Oh, yeah.
Do it now.
Yeah, because people are buying them. They told me in Las Vegas they're buying them, and I've got friends down here that have purchased the Unis, and a buddy of mine that has a company. I think he's got a like not a handyman, but he does service for apartment complexes. Mm. He got a lot of trucks that go out to these different places, and he bought some for his best employees, which I thought was really,
really
wonderful.
Super smart.
So I said, thank you, Jack. Good guy. And his kid plays hockey with my kids. So
that's awesome.
Thank you for that. And he loves the show. So let me give a shout out to down here in Estero, Florida. Jack, my buddy, good man. I hope to see you out at practice next Friday night. Getting back to the life down here. I will this weekend be performing with the Northport Symphony Orchestra. It is, I think maybe they have, they've sold out already. So I'm not trying to sell tickets, but I will be going up there and narrating a program called Lincoln's Portrait. It's a concert at 3:00 on Sunday afternoon. I'll be going up there for rehearsal on Saturday, and it should be wonderful.
Mike, just so we cover all the bases.
Yes.
Will you be rolling in on or inside of a huge top hat?
No, I will be hiding. I will be hiding.
A cello
he
case.
Said, oh. He said, the maestro, Robert Romanski, said that I have the option of going out there for the first piece and watching the musicians or waiting back in the green room. And I haven't really decided yet because I got to wear a... The thing, you know?
Tuxedo.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to wear a tuxedo.
I actually, Mike, I have a tape of the orchestra so people know what they're up to expect. Right. They're excellent.
That's not nice.
Rob!
That's not nice.
I don't know
what Why are you being a dick?
I hit the wrong button. I don't know what happened
that's
here.
Not
that's
nice.
The La Plata
that's
High School band. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Thank you. Thank
I
you
hit the
much.
Wrong button.
He loves you, Rob. And so,
does he? I love him, then.
Yeah, he does.
Love is a two-way street.
That's true. So I'll be going up there and doing that. Excuse me. It's back down to Florida with everybody arriving. Ran out to the grocery store the other day. Mrs. O'Mara
Pubics.
Had the little guy, Pubics, yeah. And went out there. Love it. My favorite. Just absolutely my favorite. I love, love, love the chain. The Publix grocery store chain is okay with me. We can get them as an advertiser.
Okay,
I would. Hey, Publix, Casey, and they can make good sandwiches too. So, the Publix is known in this part of the country and probably wherever they are as a go-to place where people get their deli sandwiches, where they get their sandwiches. And they have been so successful at that they now don't have it at the deli counter. You actually have to. Go to a separate area where it's next to the deli counter, where people get their food. It's bigger than Subway. It's bigger
full
than
service.
That's where people get their subs, and they do a great job. They have dedicated people to do that, which means the deli counter is right to the left and populated by, I counted them, 48,000 old people, because that's the only place in the Publix where the old people coagulate. I went in, I'm on this diet, and I wanted to get me a pound of low sodium sliced turkey fresh. Not
delicious.
The kind in the shrink wrap. I wanted a pound of the low sodium,
like
which is
Meyer.
Delicious. I don't know
what
brand
it is. When they cut it off the breast, it's the best. When they cut it for you fresh, that's the way you got
it. Is it really?
It's yes. Yes. You can't.
I've always
you cannot
said that,
duplicate.
And
no,
then
you can't.
I was
you,
like,
a million. No. This is
this
a million percent true.
The same.
No, it is at well, bologna. Okay, if that's your choice of deli meats, perhaps bologna would be. You might as well get the Oscar Mayer that's hanging in plastic, you know, next to the tampons.
No,
okay, you
no.
can do that. That's fine.
Well,
you
know? How do they organize your store? They have the tampons in the refrigerated section.
I'm a little ramped up. Bear
I can
with
understand.
Me. I'm
a
little
sliced meats.
I'm a little ramped up about this, and I go and I want to do a quick hit.
Yes,
and you can't do a quick hit in the deli. When you have a 400-year-old woman next to an 85-year-old man next to another 800-year-old man, and there were five of them. Mm. There were five of them in front of me, and it is glacial.
Of
the
course.
Pace is, and by the way, this is on me. It's time for me to chill out, okay? As my wife often says, you need to relax. I'm in there, and
at
I
at least
didn't
you're getting the low sodium. Turkey to keep the blood pressure down.
Would you like to know what I'd like to do? What I would have liked to do when I got to the when
do
I got
they
to
teach
the counter,
that here, Brad?
This is what I really would have liked to do. I would have liked to, but I can't.
What's
because
that?
It's not socially acceptable. I would like to walk up beyond the people and go, oh my God. Is this all you effers eat? You know? Try a head of lettuce.
Get a can
try
of
a
soup.
Head of lettuce. Go get a tomato, Ichabod, for Christ's sake. All I want to get is a pound of turkey, and I got to wade through your Midwestern ass buying every roast beef and ham product from here till the corn grows.
I would like to try a quarter pound of the boy's
wrong
head.
Wrong
oh, really?
Accent. Wrong accent.
I would
when
like
did
to
you
try.
Get back?
Oh, okay.
When did you get back? I told Susie that I'd be back on Friday. What I'd like a pound of is the roast beef. I'd like a pound of the pastrami, and I'd like a pound of ham. And stack it high. Stack it high so I can put it on my white bread with my mayonnaise, because I'm from the Midwest.
How thin can you slice the Primo Taglio Swiss? Is that how thin? Right. I don't want it shaved. I just want it thin.
Yeah. Hey, well, and then they're having their little conversations. Well, I told my friend Marge that I thought Jim Acosta from CNN ought to be put up against a wall and shot. In a better country, he'd be shot. He'd be shot to death. That's what it would
Mike,
be.
What? Yes.
Why a pound? Is it for just because, you or?
Because I tear through it. I do okay, sure. four ounces a pop per
that's
sandwich.
Four.
I do
four per sandwich?
Yeah, that's about
yeah,
right.
Per sandwich, 4 ounces. Yeah,
think about it. Come on. Think of a quarter pounder.
Shannon stopped buying a pound of turkey for our house because it went bad. We wouldn't get through it
no.
all.
Well,
no,
that's because you don't own a refrigerator.
I'll have turkey for like lunch and dinner, like three nights in a row.
4 ounces is a pop.
That sounds. What's your side?
The side, usually nothing. Usually I don't do a side because sides are high in sodium and can make you fat. I'm watching
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm eating.
You're doing.
I'm watching
a
what
question
I'm eating,
about the
you
deli.
Good, you look good in Vegas.
The deli yes. procedure, because I love the deli too, but I never worked yes. the deli when all my years of grocery.
They're fun. By the way, the Publix people are they could not be nicer.
Yeah,
they're
nice, they're but they tend to put the glacial workers in the deli. And sometimes it'll slow them down. Is it so you have a slow clientele and a slow dispenser?
Would you like to know? Would you like to know what my Publix cheat is, though? Because I do have my Publix cheat.
What's that?
So they you ask for the sliced meat,
sure,
and they give you the turkey, and they bring it over on a sheet of paper,
yes,
and they hold it in front of you, and they say, "Is this all right?" And I go, "Let me see." And I take a slice and I get a free slice.
Oh, my deli fine. Lady at the Giant.
Why are you looking at that weird? They give you a slice to see how, and I got one of roast beef and I got one of turkey. Okay, and that's my
funny snack bit.
At Giant, they actually
don't know I've never seen anybody actually do that.
Yeah, they bring you a single slice. They'll bring you a single slice before they stack your pile. And they'll
that's
say,
how
"Is
they
this
do
okay?"
It.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
That's
the fantastic.
That's
like a fine wine.
That's proper deli etiquette.
And I always say the same thing. I always say the same thing. I said, not sure. I need another one.
By the way, if you want to get the real... Rob, have you ever seen the turbo fatties that go in there?
No.
That go in and they're not
There's
buying...
There's no mirror.
They're not buying the... They tell you... Oh,
geez. Got the 3 pounds ready. He's on his way. See him.
Get the Swiss.
The people that are the pigs, the little piggies, will go in and they will order. They will order samples. They will say, how's the boiled Denmark ham? And they'll say, would you like to try a piece? And they'll say, yes. I was with there was a guy.
Oh, not okay.
In gym shorts. And a tank top that tried three different samples before he ordered his half a pound of ham. Mm.
They made no money on him.
Yeah, I know.
They lost money on him.
It's a lost leader. So anyway,
I didn't know you could sample at a deli.
Well, they give you
crazy.
If you're ordering a if you order a pound or a half pound or something, they're giving you the type of slice you want. You're gonna have a pound of it, so you might as well go for it. So
if I go to a deli, let's go. There's the closest one to Safeway here,
right?
Mm-hmm. And
social Safeway.
If I'm grocery shopping, and I used to be the guy that would get I would get sliced turkey, sliced ham, whatever.
It's great to get out of the deli.
It's awesome to know his roots, isn't it, that he used to do that? It helps me understand the man he is now.
Then I got married, and that wasn't my job anymore.
That's
so
right.
But when I used to go.
There are no jobs anymore.
Could I have gone up to the deli and said, I'd like to try a slice of that like I would a flavor of ice cream.
You could do it tomorrow. You could do it today.
Okay.
You
so I would be. I would not be doing something wrong if I did that.
But Mike brought it up, the fact the proper phrasing, the proper fat guy phrasing is, how is the Primo Taglio roast beef today?
Yeah, right. There you go.
How's the Boar's Head corned beef?
Well, yes, I would.
Whatever you do.
Yes. See the cue, Rob?
Yeah.
Whatever you do, Oscar. Hi. Whatever you do, don't say these two words, the most horrifying words at the deli counter, okay?
What's that? Mm-hmm.
Olive loaf!
Oh, no!
We'll take a break. Come back with something. I don't know. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Mike's a great guy. I mean, look at him. He's a radio god. What a sweetheart. And he never gets mad, never shouts or goes off the rails. Attaboy. But now, Mike hears you won't buy the TMOS bonus show. Wait, Mike, what are you doing? You're calling him a leech? How totally selfish and un-Mike-like of you. Come on, Mike. Come on, man. This guy's gonna buy a bonus show. He's not a leech. He's a fan. Buy the TMOS bonus show. Make Mike happy.
Come on, Todd. Come on, man.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Brooklyn, and I have discovered the most amazing sheets. The winner of the best online betting category from Good Housekeeping. They know what they're talking about.
Sure.
Brooklinen.com. I sleep on them every night. Brooklinen.com, the fastest growing betting brand in the world. They bring luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Did you know that most betting is marked up as much as 300%? Brooklinen.com eliminates the middleman so you save. And I sleep on it every night. It's phenomenal. They're sheets that make you feel great, and they look great, and they have tons of different colors and materials to choose from. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for TMOS listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use our promo code. You know it. You love it. TMOS. Use it at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure that you're going to love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. Don't sleep on a bed of nails with those cheap sheets.
Boo! Treat yourself.
The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code TMOS. Brooklinen, they really are the best sheets ever, and I love them, and you will too, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm sorry about going off, but they're all down here, the old people, and I do get a little
now you say
ramped up.
Is it earlier this year that they're there, or did
earlier,
they started arriving
year.
Earlier?
Every year earlier, every year longer, every year hotter. Everything like that. I chose to come to this state as it's slowly going to fall into the sea. That's the way it's going. It's 1,000 degrees yesterday too, in the middle of November. You know, that's it. It's not been like that. It's like, and every year people say the same thing. You know, oh, it's real hot. I can't believe how hot it is. Yes,
I had to leave my sweater
hot.
At home.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey,
how's
yeah,
the sweater okay. today at the deli?
Then they go into the voting booth and go, yeah, who's the climate denier? I'll take him. Anyway, that's the way
are
it goes.
Are they under
down
the impression
here.
That if the climate denier wins, the climate change will stop? Is that what they're thinking?
You know, I'm hearing good things. Can I tell you that after the election?
Sure.
Republican, Democrat, everybody knows this is kind of a red state right now.
Yeah.
This state is known now as
with
kind
red
of
red tide.
Maybe that's why it's so hot.
This is red tide down here. But you know what? You know what the issue down here that you're hearing both sides that there's still pressure and they're
what's that?
Kind of responding to, at least from what I read? We'll see. It's the climate stuff. People don't like the water getting messed up. People don't. So we'll see. I hold out hope. Hope springs eternal.
Are things better down there with Big Sugar? Has all that been resolved?
No, Rob, it hasn't. No, they're still polluted.
Damn it.
They're still, yes.
Would you like to tease a second political persuasions?
Today we're taping, Chris Freitz and I will be taping another Political Persuasions post-election, talking about all the details. You're starting to move that meter a little bit, and we really appreciate that. We need you to do better. We have a lot of fun on Political Persuasions. You've gotten two shows this week. We will be talking today on Political Persuasions about the election aftermath, the House win, the Senate win, for the House win for the Democrats, the Senate win for the Republicans, and of course, the very, very latest kerfuffle, which is Mr. Jim Acosta from CNN being booted out of the press corps. Big story. And Chris Freitz, my partner on Political Persuasions, used to work for that outlet. So he will offer some amazing insight. He doesn't like it when they treat the journalists bad.
No,
so
he has a pro-journalist bent, that Chris Freitz.
Also, we have a new attorney general.
Yes, we have a new attorney general because Sessions got... He got the, and the new attorney general. People don't realize if you haven't. Now, I know a lot of the people listening to this show are not political junkies, but you'll probably be interested to know this. If you didn't before, you know, he does a lot of reality TV stuff and he fired Jeff Sessions as attorney general. The new attorney general, Dennis Rodman.
Hey,
so you should be aware
that's
of that.
Excellent.
That's a very, very
the
big. Word.
And he's guaranteed to stay the attorney general until the first attorney general challenge.
Right. I watch it. I watch it like a hawk.
Yeah.
I watch it when I'm talking into my Xfinity remote that I use now for my television.
Ooh.
I go, put it on CNN. Put it on the Golf Channel. Put it on. And
you don't have to say put it on. Just say CNN.
I don't say put it on. I say CNN.
Oh, I don't know.
How often does
sucks.
It work? What's the percentage of effective... dictations to the remote.
It's tedious. It's the whole thing is tedious. The whole thing is tedious.
Do you use your announcer voice? Sometimes your announcer voice can overpower it. I've noticed
tell
that.
You, I got several things going. For years and years, there was one area of my life that I spared no expense. And I'm not kidding you. That I believed that I needed to see everything. And I needed to see everything easily. Mm. And so with DirecTV, I had everything.
Yeah.
I literally had
the platinum package.
Every package. I had all the movie channels. I had everything. Then
Stars even Stars.
Stars. I had Stars.
Everything.
Yeah.
No expense
was spared.
Spared no expense. Kids. That's from Jurassic Park. So they did what communities down here do. They bundled my internet, which, by the way, I have very little bad to say about Comcast Xfinity internet. I think they have done fairly well by us. They've been responsive when we've had problems. Yeah. And a lot of people like to slam them. We're not going to do it here because we've had a good experience with them. However, the television system, which I tried it in Manassas, Virginia years ago. I have it down here because I've been forced to by the Politburo, by the dictatorship down here. And it's just... Every time I go to a channel, they say subscription required. And I said, oh, HBO. Well, I'll subscribe. And it's $12 a month for HBO. And
yes.
I can't bring myself to do it. I can't, what am I going to do for Game of Thrones? For the same movies they run 500?
Thing with HBO, and I went through this when The Sopranos was a thing, we would subscribe when the original programming was what we wanted to see, and then we'd cancel. We'd come on,
That's such a pain in the ass.
It's not. Though.
Do they bundle? Let me ask this question for cable people. I have been a DirecTV guy
my
whole life.
I'm a DirecTV guy since 96.
Do they bundle like that $12.95 if I get like 12 movie channels?
You can get it down to roughly $8 a channel.
And you'll get more stuff, too.
All right.
And here's how I mean,
you just call. Say, you say, look, what's the best package you're offering right now?
That's what I'll do next. Well, I'm gonna do that today.
And that is not as effective. What you need to say is this: is that I was a DirecTV guy for a long time. I was a DirecTV guy for a long time, and you guys talked me into making this switch. And frankly, I hate it. I miss what DirecTV offers. I don't have hardly anything to watch, and I'm ready to make the jump. So, what can you do to make it worthwhile for me to stay? And that'll automatically tier you up to the next call. And you might go one more
past
that.
You have 2 hours.
I have 2 hours?
No, it's going to take 2 hours to get you hours. Through
it'll,
that
it'll
process.
Be,
I'm
be about
this is where
minutes.
This is where I pay attention to your brother.
Attention to him. He saved me $25 a month.
This is where he knows. If I could you know, put him on the phone with these people, I would do it. But I'd like to do it my own.
And tell them. I've been a DirecTV guy for years.
You said that so beautifully. You said, all right, I was a DirecTV guy for years. Then I finally made the switch.
You guys talked me into it.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I say... Because you guys bundled me in the community, and I said, I'll give it a try.
And you can even go so far. You know what I love? I love throwing in details. You say, you know, my dish is still installed on my roof. All they have to do is hook the wire up. It's that easy of an installation. So is there a reason I should stay with you guys?
They're waiting outside of the van right now.
That's right. With
they're
a switch. With the big button they use to light up the national Christmas tree. That's all they need to hit.
The DirecTV people are waiting in the van outside, but I don't want to hurt you.
the DirecTV people are in a van outside your office.
I have AT&T as well. I can get HBO for free. What are you going to do for me? Because DirecTV owns AT&T.
HBO for life.
Ooh.
Yeah, free HBO for life I got the last time
from
I spoke
DirecTV?
To them. Mm-hmm. All the channels. Even HBO Latin, if Oscar would ever come over.
My mom loves HBO Latin.
Does she?
I'm
going to
make
that call today.
This is in Spanish. Yeah.
What can you offer me that's reasonable? For upgrades, as far as the should I say upgrades or should I say
no? You can just say what you can say to make me want to stay, and then there's one other key thing. They're going to say, well, we can throw in 12 months of Showtime, and you say fine, but I don't want to be charged for that 13th month. I want it to drop off when it's done. You're not going to pony up, make me pay all of a sudden because I forgot to cancel. This is on you.
Okay,
and that's ask cool. them if like they can it. Touch your toes.
That's right.
Ask if they can touch
we can give
toes.
You a free boomerang and the Playboy channel for 4 months.
And will you please install a mirror at the deli?
Please, for
will
my friend
please,
Rob.
Do that today. I'm finding it difficult, and there's only so much Wild Alaska that a person can watch on one of those networks there. There's literally nothing
I can watch is that on my there's so cable. Much bingeable shows. There's so many bingeable shows right now on your Netflixes and your Hulu.
Well, last night on the on-demand, I did revisit a juggernaut that I, way back when I watched many years ago, but I'm back, and I decided I'd get a little fix. Watched me a little Walking Dead last night.
Oh,
because
do you?
You know what? If you really want a palate cleanser after you've been in Las Vegas, nothing says fun more than watching people get arrows through the heads of zombies.
That's true.
That's a lot of fun.
It's very
there,
true.
You know, and that's every 2 minutes, a zombie gets stabbed in the head. If you like head stabbing, That's your cup of tea. It's fantastic.
But why you need the excess channels is that there's so much great bingeable programming out there, but what there isn't anymore is passive programming.
Yes.
Stuff you can just put on and flip by. Because if you're going to watch a Walking Dead or a Breaking Bad or something like that, you need to sit down and invest the hour to watch it.
If you've got the FX as well, Mike, you can look at the Mayans MC.
That's right.
I got that.
Okay, I'm on the seventh episode.
Mm.
Just wrapped up the seventh episode, and I'm loving it. It is good.
I didn't stay with it after we did the interview with the young lady. I tried, and then it's so Latin. Anyway, that's it. We have to take a break. When we come back, I don't know what I'm
talking
about.
Maybe that's why I love it.
Yeah. Finally, I understand.
I was thinking my cousin.
That's right.
Don't send me a letter. I'm just filling time. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need coming up next.
Oh,
hey, Paulie.
Now the Mike O'Mara Show has conquered all social media.
No.
Like Twitter.
No.
And YouTube.
No. You don't get to go on a cruise for KISS. You don't get to go on a KISS cruise when we've got our little convention out in Las Vegas. No. 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 No.
Wow.
No, no.
Whoa.
Sorry about that. That doesn't work that way. No, you don't get the old promo run until you give us a new one, we'll run it. But no, that's the way I look at that, Paulie.
It has to
be
a good one, Paulie.
Yeah, Paulie. We missed you, you know? By the way, your makeup looked great on the KISS cruise. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
You didn't say anything about my makeup.
Yours was fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, but as I've said for probably 25 years, too much rouge.
I know.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Blue Apron. They have a mission. They want to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they do it. Take it from me. Carla loves to cook it. I love to eat it. Blue Apron is our favorite. You choose from their chef-designed recipes, and they deliver fresh, seasonally inspired ingredients, and then you cook incredible meals in as little as 20 minutes. Ditch your grocery list and let Blue Apron do the meal prep for you. Skip meal planning and get straight to cooking with Blue Apron. Quick and easy recipe options with insanely delicious flavors. Perfectly portioned Blue Apron ingredients are delivered right to your door. I love it when the Blue Apron box comes to the front door. Whether you're looking for a quick and easy meal or full culinary cooking experiences, Blue Apron lets you choose from a range of recipe options. Get out of your cooking rut and discover amazing cuisine with amazing chef-designed recipes and restaurant-quality meals, thanks to Blue Apron. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS to get three meals free. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
News.
President Trump claimed the midterm elections were a victory for him and his party, but boy, was he in a testy mood.
Yes.
During his press conference yesterday, things really went south when CNN's Jim Acosta asked Trump why he has called the migrant caravan that's traveling toward the U.S. an invasion. After some back and forth, Trump said, quote, "I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN." Did anybody see this?
Yeah.
Did you see the video clip of this?
And isn't it great? Because, you know, Jim Acosta is busy all day running CNN. That's what he does from his big desk.
If you did it well, your ratings would be much better. He was pissy.
He was
in a bad mood. And he looked like he didn't look, you know, it's not like Trump looks great every day, but he looked, did he not look a little more puffy yesterday?
He looked like he had
eaten
half a grizzly bear brownie.
You know when he looks his best is when it's hard to tell where his head stops and his hair begins.
It's
because the
strange
orange is fading on both, and so it's sort of just as a blend.
And it's like he's pissed, but you're like, how pissed is he? How red is he?
Yeah, exactly.
It was a strange idea. It's a little scary for me. Acosta tried to keep talking, but Trump cut him off and demanded that his microphone be taken. At that point, a young female intern tried to take the mic from him. He held onto it for a few seconds before finally letting her take it. Even without a mic, Acosta tried to keep talking, and Trump told him, quote, "CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Mm-hmm. It was great theater. He also told him, quote, when you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. And they say that a lot, Damone.
It was the first time that there had been an encounter like that in the press room since Roosevelt. Kidding.
Oh, really?
No, not really.
That poor
Theodore.
Can you imagine Franklin Roosevelt yelling at a reporter like that?
That poor intern with the mic.
Oh, she was, I mean, she was put upon.
Someone drawed the short stick because...
Drew.
Damn it!
All right, it's Vegas. It was a long weekend.
Someone drew the short stick. For those of you that did not see this, there is literally someone doing crowd work at this press conference. You would think, by the way, there would be a better system at play. No, there is not. So there's somebody...
They walk around with a handheld mic.
Running around with a handheld mic, and that somebody couldn't look more terrified and couldn't look more... not inept, but more scared to do the job.
Yeah, she was a deer in the headlights when she sat down.
Yes, and I felt bad for her because I said, no one told her what she was about to get into. They just said, it's your turn.
But I think it's great that Maddie finally knows she chose the right internship.
But I don't believe, like they said, she was accosted. She wasn't accosted by Acosta.
She wasn't accosted at all.
Well, that would be a New York Post headline.
Yeah, Acosta. The NFL season is entering week 10 of 17. We're in the middle of it. We haven't talked a lot about it. Mm-hmm. So we're 53% through, and already 8 teams have been effectively eliminated from the playoffs. That's 1/4 of the 32 teams overall. That's effectively eliminated because mathematically still possible, like how it's mathematically possible for you to win Powerball, but still possible.
This is about the time in the old days that Larry Michael would always say, am I the only one who thinks they can run the table?
I still think we've got a chance. Here are the 8 teams. 1-7, Raiders. The 2-6, Arizona Cardinals. 2-7, San Francisco 49ers. 1-7, New York Giants. Yeah, way to go. 2-7, the Bills. Sorry, Jimmy.
It'll be okay.
2-6-1, Cleveland Browns. Already fired their coach. Kind of a bummer. The 3-6 New York Jets and the 3-6 Denver Broncos. All of them have single-digit percentage.
Here's something to cheer Jimmy up. I remembered a Vegas... They come back to me like the movie Memento. As we were walking home on Fremont Street, Jimmy grabbed me by the shoulders and pulled me to his face and said, they're playing Ozzy!
Yeah.
Because it was just... music piped in 3 months.
I didn't get any quality time with Jimmy because he split after the show, and I didn't get to tell him where we were going to be hanging. So that was kind of a
drag.
He
went over to the Nugget for a while.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was walking around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He was there. I was there. Or was I really there? Anyway.
Johnny Depp. Ozzy!
Johnny Depp spent a lot of time in saunas in order to become Captain Jack Sparrow for the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. He says, quote, I figured Captain Jack is a guy who's been on the high seas for probably all of his life, the majority of his life at least, and therefore he probably dealt with a lot of inescapable heat to the brain. Johnny Depp is a nut. I sat there for as long as I could until it started to affect me mentally, which is to say it was very, very hot, as was my brain. In that kind of heat, you cannot stand still. But the worst of it is, if you move, it kills you. So that in itself sort of gave me, like his brain has been parboiled to some degree. Okay. Thank you, Johnny. Thanks for that
insight.
Good for
him for really staying relevant for a movie he made, 30 years ago now?
Yeah. Well, and then he makes the sequels. Yeah. And, that's
they hold up. You know what? They're actually really good movies.
Not
a lot
all
of
them. Not the last one.
I didn't see the last one. First couple were okay.
Yeah, first one was good.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, Johnny.
That's why I can spend $30,000 a month on wine.
There you go. Jealous.
Maroon 5 may have the halftime show, but they're not the only act performing at the Super Bowl in 2019. There's going to be a 3-day festival leading up to game day in Atlanta. The Bud Light Super Bowl Music Festival goes down Thursday, January 31st through Saturday the 2nd, with the game taking place on Sunday the 3rd. Day 1 features Ludacris, Migos, Lil Yachty.
Robert loves Lil Yachty,
And DJ set by Lil Jon. Why are they all Lil? Why is it all Lil?
Well,
I don't understand.
They don't have a proper diet, and they're undernourished, and they just haven't grown.
You know
they're
who my
focused
favorite
on their
is?
Music. They need to focus on nutrition.
Would you like to know who my favorite rapper is? Lil Hands. Aerosmith headlines day two, and Bruno Mars and Cardi B will team up to headline day three. There's no word on other acts, but the festival will also feature appearances by celebrities and athletes. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, so they're making it a week-long party.
As someone, speaking as someone to another person who has been to too many Super Bowl weeks leading up to the game, this is the last thing they need to do.
Yeah,
they don't need more garbage going on leading up to the game.
Yeah, it's you know, there's plenty happening. Even geography is conspiring against you finding love. A new survey asked 1,000 single men and women about different turnoffs, and it found that where you live plays a huge part in your dating life. Check this out. 84% of women and 63% of men would stop dating someone if they lived with their parents. That's kind of, I understand that. That one I get, don't you?
I would also stop dating them if they lived with my parents.
66% of women and 56% of men would end things if the other person lived in, quote, a rough neighborhood. A large percentage of men would end things if your home isn't as nice as theirs. So if you go to a girl's house and it's not kept up. 30% of women and men say they'd end things if you live more than a half hour away from them. Geography is important.
Yeah.
20% of women and 39% of men would break things off if you had a roommate. And 100% of women would not date you ever if you owned a sugar glider.
That's
so true. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, man.
So and that's just not cool.
Kryptonite.
Not cool.
That was terrific.
As I've said, Pony, always you have to have an affair with a married woman. And now a little something, something. Collins Dictionary picked their Word of the Year for 2018. So I guess this officially kicks off Word of the Year season.
The best time of year, Mike.
They went with single use. The definition is made to be used only once, and it's come up a lot in discussions. Things like Keurig cups, styrofoam containers, single use, but the term got the most play earlier this year when cities, states, and businesses started banning plastic straws. Some of their runners-up this year were hashtag MeToo, Gaslight, Whitewash, and Floss. Yeah, like the dance floss.
The hands and the hips.
Collins Dictionary was also first on its Word of the Year last year when they went with fake news. My question for Collins Dictionary is why their Word of the Year is actually two words. Lewis Black moment. It's actually two words. Why is it called Word of the Year? I don't understand it. Yeah, there we are. I'm wearing old man shoes that are brown. Anyway, thank you.
Collins Dictionary. Ever heard of it? I've never heard of it.
I have not.
You know what I think really it is? I think it's a cheap outfit.
I think it is, too. Yeah, two words for one. We'll take a break. When we come back, the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here, everybody.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Jim Hunter. Jim is the morning news guy and wacky sidekick on the Captain Steve Platter Patrol morning show. He also is the
You know, that's
DJ
my fault. We need to do another one. We really do. We need some new we're doing new KCJJ promos.
New blood.
Absolutely. That's what we have to do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Tis the season, and when you think of holiday shopping, you think of Macy's. You know, like the Miracle on 34th Street with the parade and all that wonderful stuff. Macy's. I remember Macy's. Grew up, outside of New York City. I remember it. I'd drive 2.5 hours down to see my aunt. And we'd go to Macy's. It was a big deal. It's been your department store destination for over 160 years.
True.
And now it's even better because now you can shop from your home with Macy's.com and you can do it through TMOS. It has everything that you could buy at that big store on 5th Avenue and 34th Street. But here's the miracle. When you access the site through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. And that will definitely put you on Kris Kringle's nice list. No crowds, no hassle, just point, click, buy, and support TMOS. Just make sure to access Macy's through their banner on our website. You can't miss it. It's right in the Holiday Shopping Center. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking Macy's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Mm-hmm. Macy's and TMOS, perfect together. Now go spend money. Now, without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault. Thursday, November 8, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
It's almost as if we planned it, Mike, because you talked about Trump, and you also mentioned rapper Lil Jon. on in your news. There was another moment during the press conference yesterday.
I saw this too.
They asked Donald Trump about some of his racial feelings that he's been accused of in the past. Here's how it went down at the press conference.
Michael Cohen recently said you called black voters stupid.
That's false.
Omarosa has accused you of using the N-word, and the rapper Little John has said you called him Uncle Tom. What's your response?
I don't know who Little John is.
He was on The Apprentice.
I don't know. Oh, he was? Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Have you ever made racist remarks?
No, I would never do that, and I don't use racist remarks.
He doesn't remember who Lil Jon is. Lil Jon was on the Celebrity Apprentice season 11 and season 13, two seasons. Mm. And here's a clip that shows you probably why he doesn't remember him. He only calls him special.
There was somebody that I thought was just an amazing player, and I think you two guys would say it. He was special. In fact, when I fired him, I took a lot of heat. People were going crazy. Lil Jon, come up here. Your charity is the American. Go ahead.
American Diabetes Association.
And it's a great charity.
So Trump actually wrote a consolation prize check to Lil Jon's charity and had him on the show twice and claims not to remember him. So just
It's the heat of battle. He was embattled yesterday.
He was.
He was spinning. But he came out in a confrontational way. It is. I don't know about you. I get nervous. I don't like it. I don't mind Trump being Trump, but I get nervous when it gets that adversarial.
Contentious.
It just seems to me like it can't end well.
30 years
from
now,
it scares me.
We'll talk about the time. I don't care what your political affiliation you are.
Right.
We'll talk about the time the president came out and told the world that if you investigate me, I'll investigate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
nanny,
stunning.
There's no way that happened.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? It's kind amazing. Of like, it's new every day. It's why we do the political persuasion show, because it's new every day. We came in. This is just behind the scenes when we talk about political persuasions. We have done multiple political shows that are an adjunct to this show.
Sure.
With Chris Freites, where we have had a show prepared. In the morning, I get up in the morning, I go, and before we even get on the air, something else happens.
Yeah, two and a half hours.
Yesterday was more of the normal, where we prepare, we're going to talk about the results of the election, and then bingo, something else happens during the day. And I want to add one other thing. You know, there's a mass shooting, 13 people as of the time we taped, 13 people in Thousand Oaks, California murdered, and they don't blink on the news anymore.
Right.
It is, we are living, Oscar's right. 30 years from now, we're going to look back. It's just interesting times we live in, and not in a good way.
No, not at all.
I watched that the highlights. You watched the thing live. I watched the highlights of that news conference, and it was very, very unsettling.
Yeah.
It really, really was scary.
All right, here's something equally scary. Did you know that Megan Mullally is married to Nick Offerman?
I thought they just did commercials together.
I didn't realize that two absolute middle of the road, 70% talented TV people.
But they're funny.
We're
their
not
commercials are
married.
Funny.
Anyway, so
is he the guy in the commercial that goes, "That's so relaxing"?
Yeah, with the mustache.
That guy with the big
but
beard.
I think you're thinking of he does commercials with Amy Poehler. This is the lady from Will and Grace. That's the
This is the way
they do commercials.
Mullally
too?
Who does it? Yeah, I think she does it with her husband.
But anyway, so he was mentioned. He did not win Sexiest Man of the World, but he was mentioned in the People magazine that did the Sexiest Man, and she did a video to pay tribute to him. So here they are. And it's fun to know that they will continue to be married and breed middle-of-the-road TV talent. But here is Megan Mullally.
When I first met him, I was really attracted to his kindness and his human decency. Now it's really more about his money, but I still think he's a nice guy. I have a nickname for my husband, which is Goliath Johnson, because he has a big one. Sick brag. Am I right? In terms of just raw sexuality, the way that man maintains his back hair is not to be believed. I mean, it is professional level.
I buy the fact that he has a lot of back hair.
I think they do a Geico commercial.
I
think it's a Geico. Can you look up Megan Mullally Geico commercial and show it to Rob so Rob can confirm. I think it's the husband.
Okay.
He's very hairy, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's got the big mustache and oftentimes a beard.
He's got a full beard, too.
And he was on
the
Community. So I don't play a lot of mashups anymore because mashups have gotten to be very common. But every now and then one turns my head, and I think you'll enjoy this. Mike, I know you love the band Slayer, and they have a wonderful song called Angel of Death. It was, I believe, it's oftentimes the first dance at a wedding. And what they've mashed it up with is this. Are you familiar with the song Yakety Sax?
No.
That's the theme to the Benny Hill show. So here's the theme to Benny Hill along with Slayer. So it works.
That's terrifying. You were correct. Yes. They have a commercial out together. It's part of the Sling TV campaign.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, and you know the character Will Ferrell played as the professor in the hot tub with the beard where it's he's super sexual, right?
Yes, yeah.
It's a riff on that a little bit.
Okay.
And they are pretty funny commercials.
He's got a
chainsaw
in his hand.
Okay, I just didn't realize they were married. That was surprised me. And let's close the audio vault with another surprise. The surprise here is not the fact that when they evicted a guy, they found a 7-foot alligator in his house. That's not the surprise.
Oh, dear.
The surprise is that it did not happen in Florida. It happened in Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. And this guy says, you know what? Sure, it's a 7-foot alligator. Don't worry about it. He also had rabbits and boa constrictors, but he says, don't worry. Don't worry about the don't worry about the 7-foot gator.
I've had him since he was itty bitty, and it's my pet. He's my little buddy. Sometimes he gets kind of smelly, but he's a big cuddly gator. He wags his tail when I come home. He's not a ferocious animal like people want to make him out to be. Anybody who's ever met him would know.
All right, here's something you need to keep in mind, fella, is that when I think about a 7-foot gator, the problem I consider is not his smell. It's the fact that he's going to eat me. But
yeah, absolutely.
But at least he's wagging his tail.
Wagging his tail.
That's your magic radio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The holiday season is upon us. Check out our holiday shopping center at MikeO'MaraShow.com and see the fabulous holiday gifts from Macy's with their lowest prices of the season and free shipping when you spend $49 or more. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Good. Come on.